Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. This is where we get to answer your questions and each other's questions and just kind of let it go where it goes. Brad, you got a question to start us off here today?
Yeah, and I'll go kind of light here. What is your favorite sports moment, you playing, you as an athlete? What is your favorite memory of sports?
Do you have one?
Like a moment.
I think... this is going to be really funny because you're like, this is how you know that I was like at best an average athlete because my memory was like fifth grade.
Yeah, that's okay.
We were playing in a big tournament, baseball, and I had a walk-off base hit.
Oh, that's great.
And it was like that throw your helmet, everyone runs at you and is dogpiling on you.
That's what it's about.
I was never the best player on my team. I was a good baseball player, especially when I was younger.
You were what we call not a liability.
I was the bat in the nine spot and get on base 50% of the time. And so, but the attention was never on me.
Yeah.
So that was a super cool moment. That's what I would say.
Didn't Tony La Russa like his second leadoff guy in the nine spot?
Brendan Ryan, baby.
What was yours, Brad?
It was the first over the fence home run I ever hit. So like you hit the little league home runs and
goosebumps.
Stuff like that, but the first time you hit a ball over the fence, and this was awesome because it was a grand slam. So it wasn't just an over the fence home run. The bases were loaded. I walked up and I was like, "There's, I'm just gonna go over here."
How old were you?
I was 20. So I didn't hit the home runs growing up. I was a base hit average guy.
Uh-huh.
And so I got out there, and this ball wasn't like a moonshot or anything like that. It was a line drive. That never dropped. It just went straight down the left field line and over the fence.
A runner-up would have occurred for me just a couple weeks ago when I was on a bachelor party and we played 7-on-7 football.
I heard you were throwing dots.
I was throwing some dots. I had a crazy bobbled interception. I stepped up big time. That was up there. I was like, still got it.
Are you more likely to brag about the fifth grade version of you or the last week at a bachelor party?
Oh, totally bachelor party, balling it up in football.
100%. I don't know. I have this weird thing in my life. Maybe I should see a therapist, but I don't have memories. I don't have like distinct memories of my childhood. There, I can remember feelings, and the feelings and the excitement that I had often were surrounding the people I was with at the time. But like having those, those very like burned in your memory moments where I remember every single detail of an accomplishment that I had. In eighth grade, I won state in track, in shot put and discus for eighth grade. That's pretty cool.
I'm kind of
embarrassed about it, so I don't really talk about it very much. In basketball, we played in the third place in the state championship game. That was really exciting. Lost by two to Arlington Heights. Jerks.
Ooh.
Those Lutherans in Arlington Heights. No,
frickin'
I mean,
we had
a really great team, and I loved that season. And when I was in seventh grade, I was on the volleyball team that played in a state championship volleyball game. We lost in three to Roselle. I didn't play in the seventh grade when I was on the team. My moments that I can think of the most are just kind of like the time I spent with my teammates and my coaches, that it's just kind of a vibe. I don't know. Maybe I didn't have anything that was particularly spectacular, but I can tell you, like, when my husband and I were coaching at Zion Bethalto, at the Lutheran school in Bethalto.
Good old B-Town, went to preschool there.
2014, I believe. My husband did too. 2014, state basketball tournament. We went up there. I think we ended up getting sixth place overall. I don't think the school had ever played, maybe, at the state tournament for girls basketball. Maybe, I don't know. But we were the... what would the opposite of the third seed be? 16, 15, 14. I guess we were the 14 seed, and we were playing the third seed. And we won in double overtime.
Oh, that's so sick.
And we won on a left-handed layup on a play that we...
which in that at that grade, happens like 20% of the time those work.
And like, when I think about that, like right now, I have the chills thinking about that. And I was the assistant coach. And Jared's like, we're going to run this play or whatever. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. They'll never be able to do it.
A left-handed layup, are you crazy?
You got to keep it as simple as possible. He's like, no, we can do it. Like, he's got total faith. And I'm like, it will never work. And it won. And we upset the third place team. And we went on to play in the fifth place game. We lost to Edwardsville, Trinity Edwardsville, which is where I went to school. So I have so many memories like that. My son hit a grand slam in his seventh grade year against Good Shepherd Lutheran Collinsville, and it was a Lutheran school game. He hit a grand slam, and it's like the pinnacle of his baseball career. In the bottom of the whatever inning they were in at the end of the game, he's like, I hit a grand slam, and we lost 18-16. It's one of our favorite sports stories in our family. But he's still, that grand slam is special to him.
It's great.
I feel like just as much now, especially for like the field that we're in, we could have this about moments in the field too, like top most memorable moments of your broadcasting careers. Are there any that stand out to you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You guys?
I mean, I was in the White House press room. That was really crazy. I didn't know what I was doing. But I was there.
Yeah, do you still have memories of that? That hasn't disappeared yet?
I have more memories of my adult life.
Okay.
But people will be like, I have people who come to me and talk to me about like inside jokes that we used to have, and I'm like, I don't remember.
Sorry.
No, I don't know what, there's probably a psychological reason to it, but I just don't really have a lot of memories. Covering probably the number one memory I have of broadcasting is before I was on the show, before the show was a midday show. It was the 2016 election and covering Donald Trump's win and being with the crew, of which I don't know that any of them work here any longer, but being at the radio station till 2 a.m. watching these states go for Donald Trump, and we're all looking on 97.1, like in the background, we're covering everything live as results are coming in, and we're going, holy crap, Donald Trump is gonna, like, what do we do now? What do we do at the station now? Because we were all kind of gearing up. Like, I don't think any of us really thought, I don't think we had considered that Donald Trump was going to win that election. They said that day on all the news channels that that Hillary had a 97% chance of winning or something like that. And being able to be a part of that with the team that had poured so much into it and experiencing that. I mean, that is something. I remember looking at the television in my boss's office. I remember being in the studio. And we were all just like staring at each other with these goofy smiles on our faces. Like, we have to cover this, but we have to experience this as well. What about you guys? Major broadcasting moments?
Oh, man. The first day that I walked into the studio to do the job was kind of...
it was all downhill from there.
It was kind of wild because like it was something that was never on my radar as an adult. And to come in and to, you know, have been a fan of the show, to work with it, and then seeing the Ryan Wiggins and the Annie Fry in the studio, and it's like, oh yeah, you're going to be co-workers with those. And that was pretty... That was like an out-of-body experience. But I think really the coolest thing, and Annie, you mentioned it earlier, was being able to get that White House press pass. You know, whenever I reached out to Will to get that, it wasn't my specific request, and he suggested that. And then I was like, all right.
Will Scharf,
yeah. And it was like, that is phenomenal. Let's do this. Let's see how we can make this
so
work.
Cool.
And then going through the whole process and then finally giving you the envelope to open on air was super cool.
Ethan?
Let's see. Top moments. I would say that getting to do, during my time with the Cardinals, I was able to do 3 on-field interviews that were broadcasted live over the stadium.
Yeah.
Jumbotron. That was pretty surreal. I do play-by-play for Lindenwood football. Last year, they upset the number 6 team in the FCS. Which at the time was Southeast Missouri State. That was pretty crazy. That was pretty awesome to cover. And honestly, I would put up there right with those. It was this year's election. I was the last one here on that night.
That's cool.
There's
I wrapped up our local coverage because I think at that point Mark had left. And I think everyone else had left by the time that they actually called it. So I didn't have anyone to celebrate with. So I'm just kind of like texting all my buddies like, this is pure insanity. But that was unlike probably anything I'll ever experience again here. Just, I mean, they don't happen very often. And by the next one, I don't expect to still be in conservative talk radio. So I think those would probably be the 3.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you guys the last question for the day. Is James Comey's indictment the pursuit of justice or revenge? Justice, revenge, or why not both? Your options on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Brad, what are your thoughts on this one?
I am going to go with why not both. I think that, A, it is very much justice. And if you're going to go after the king, you best not miss. And they went after the king, that being Donald Trump, and they missed. They trumped up charges. They didn't have the opportunity to put him away. And then they left themselves wide open by doing stupid stuff like what Comey did. Comey lied. The allegation is that he lied before Congress. And if you are going to do that, you have to know. You can't be that arrogant to know that they wouldn't be coming for you or that they wouldn't be looking at that. There's an arrogance that went with it. And I am super, I don't know. I feel like it's revenge, but it's justice because he actually is being accused of something legit.
I'm going to say justice just because the people who have set this up to look like revenge, they're the people who were manufacturing crimes against Donald Trump, and the fact that they were committing them, apparently, allegedly, at the time, that's a huge problem for me. So justice is, no one is above the law. Those are their terms, so I'm going to say it's justice. Ethan, you want to get us the results here?
259 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is James Comey's indictment the pursuit of justice or revenge? Only 5% alone say revenge. 41% say why not both. 54% say solely justice.
All right. Well, we thank you for being with us here today. A reminder, if you stream the station on the Audacy app, AUDACY, Mark Reardon will take over here in just a minute. And you can continue to listen to 97.1 right there on the Audacy app. Anywhere you go, anytime. Crystal clear connection. Let's take a quick break and hand it over to the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.